Philip Sample, PhD, journey here. Today's date is 09/24/2022. Dictation is for Luis Garcia. Garcia spells G-A-R-C-I-A. Luis spells L-U-I-S. Date of birth is 01/01/1983. This is a 39-year-old gentleman here for a follow-up from the ER period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that he was seen in the emergency room on 09/22/2022 for fatigue, muscle aches and pains, throat pain. I was diagnosed with strep pharyngitis, diabetes type 2, new onset, and amphetamine use and discharge home with antibiotics. Said he feels better and is doing better today. Is here for a follow-up period. He says he has no complaints today. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Diabetes, past surgical history, none, past social history, and endorses alcohol use, denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, medication, metformin. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed over negative. Period. Next paragraph, family history, negative. Next paragraph, surgical history, negative. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air. Next line. Blood pressure 125/89. Next line, 87. Pause. Next line, respiration 18. Next line, temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no paradoxical motion. Period. No respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen, soft, non-tendon, organomegaly, no rebunk, no guarding. Period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion, bears weight well with no ontologic gait. Period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented times 3, cranial nerve to tendons normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2. Number two, strep pharyngitis, in parentheses, improved. Number three, amphetamine use, period. Next paragraph. A review of his labs done in the ER and auto workup revealed WBC normal, hemoglobin, hematocrit normal, sodium, potassium, normal glucose. Initially, a finger stick was 321. After intervention, it came down to 278. Next paragraph. Urine drug screen reveals positive for amphetamines. Next line, strep was positive. Next line, urinalysis was unremarkable. Next line, next paragraph, he had an echocardiogram which reveals normal right ventricular size, normal left atrial size, normal right atrial size, normal mitral valve structure and function, normal tricuspid valve structure and function, normal aortic valve structure and function, normal pulmonic valve structure and function. Aorta, the aorta is normal in size. Pulmonary artery appears normal. No pericardial effusion. Next paragraph. EKG reveals normal sinus rhythm, rate is 77. Normal PR intervals, QRS was normal at 84. Next paragraph, chest x-ray. Correction, abdominal ultrasound reveals normal kidney with no hydronephrosis. IVC normal. Next paragraph, a chest x-ray, two views revealed, clear and well inflated. There is no pneumothorax or pleural effusion. Bone visualized is normal. Next paragraph, COVID test negative. The initial finger stick was 466. Next paragraph.
Ready? Okay, I'll be right there.
The strep was positive. Next paragraph. Patient was educated on all these findings in the ER. He was educated on the importance of diet and exercises. We had a lengthy discussion about alcohol use and diabetes. He says he understands. His wife accompanies him, and she was the one who mentioned that he drinks a lot. She didn't quantify how much is a lot, but she said he needs to stop drinking, and I reinforced that to patients. He says he will. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. He was discharged with the following medication: metformin, 500 milligrams, one POBID for 90 days, number 180. Next medication, he was given a glucose monitor kit, including Lancet and strips. Advised to take his sugar on a daily basis to see how the metformin is working. If it remains elevated, he needs to come back so we can adjust his medication. End of dictation.